Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd pull up the War Powers Resolution of 1973, which requires presidents to notify Congress within 48 hours of introducing U.S. armed forces into hostilities or a situation where hostilities are imminent, and to withdraw forces within 60 days plus a 30-day withdrawal period. So you have 90 days, really, unless Congress authorizes continued action or declares war. Since the enactment, presidents have often taken military action without explicit congressional approval, either acting consistent with the WPR, War Powers Resolution, or asserting inherent Article II powers as commander-in-chief, while rarely acknowledging the WPR binding authority. Qualifying act instances are complex because not all military actions trigger the WPR reporting requirements or interpretations. Since 1973, when the War Powers Resolution was signed, 130 reports to Congress have been presented. So since 1973, 130 times, presidents, both Democrat and Republican, have taken military action and have notified Congress after the fact. Now, this does not involve all military actions without congressional approval. Many reports cover non-hostile actions, evacuations, peacekeeping, where it could have turned hostile. Actions under existing authority, like the 2001 and 2002 authorization of force. But there's some, I decided to get a history of when this took place. 1975, Mayaguez incident, U.S. military operation to recover the U.S. Mayaguez, a merchant ship, seized by Cambodia forces. That was 1975, the War Powers Act was used. 1981 in El Salvador, deployment of U.S. military advisors to support Salvadorian government against insurgents. Happened in 1981. 1982 to 1983, Lebanon. Deployment of U.S. Marines to Beirut as part of a multinational peacekeeping force escalating into hostilities. The 1983 barracks bombing. 1983 in Grenada. Invasion to overthrow Marxist governor and protect U.S. citizens at the medical college. 1986 in Libya. Airstrikes against Libya in response to terrorist attacks. Operation El Dorado Canyon. That was 1986. 1989, Panama. Remember when we invaded Panama? Invasion to oust Manuel Noriega? Operation Just Cause. Had no congressional authorization for that. 1992 and 1993, Somalia. Humanitarian intervention escalating into combat. Black Hawk Down, Mogadishu. Battle of Mogadishu, remember that? Yeah, Congress was not involved in that either. But they were notified after the fact. 1994, Haiti. Military intervention to restore President Ottestad, Operation Uphold Democracy. Under the War Powers Resolution, Congress notified after the fact. 1995, Bosnia. Airstrikes and troop deployments as part of NATO's Operation Deliberate Force. Clinton acted under NATO authority, notifying Congress but not seeking prior approval. 1999, Kosovo. NATO bombing campaign against Serbia. Clinton continued bombing beyond the WPR's 60-day limit without congressional approval. The administration argued it was consistent with WPR because Congress funded the operation, but courts found no violation due to the funding. 2011, Libya. NATO-led airstrikes against Gaddafi forces. Obama initiated action without congressional approval, arguing it did not constitute hostilities under the WPR due to the limited U.S. role. 2014 and 2015, Syria and Iraq. Airstrikes against ISIS in Syria expanding from Iraq operations, including strikes on American citizens who were operating in Syria and Iraq. 2017, Syria again. Missile strikes against a Syrian airbase after a chemical attack. 2020, Iran, a drone strike killing Qassem Soleimani. And 2025, this weekend, airstrikes on Iran's nuclear facility. So that's just a brief overview. But since 1973, there's been 130 acts by presidents where Congress has been noted. Military strikes, military actions, where Congress was notified after the fact, because they do have 48 hours to notify Congress and 60 days after they notify them to remove the hostilities and another 30 days to actually get it done. So a total of 90 days. A little overview of the War Powers Act for you.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.